Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. All oppressors, open your eyes. On May 19, 2025, the trial of 33 members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, which lasted for nearly 8 months, came to an end. According to the court ruling, Musayev Shukrullah was sentenced to 17 years in a special regime prison. Salimov Dilshad was sentenced to 16 years in a special regime prison. 20 individuals were sentenced to 12 years in a special regime prison. 8 individuals were sentenced to between 8 and 10 years, 4 of them in a special regime, and the other 4 in a strict regime. And the remaining 3 were sentenced to between 4 and 5 years under house arrest. After the verdict was announced, the judge quickly left the courtroom under a storm of curses and prayers against him, despite the fact that, unlike previous trials, this final session was attended by a large number of state security service personnel, counterterrorism units, and military guards. The media, including Uzbekistan 24 TV channel, bloggers, and a private security officer, recorded the session on video. In their final statements in court, these young men addressed President Mirziyoyev and his security forces, the State Security Service. Speaking from a high Islamic standpoint, naturally, the security agencies of the Uzbek regime, who tremble at the sound of truth, could not bear this address. For despite the crimes committed and still being committed by the regime against Islam and Muslims, which will be written in the pages of history, it has failed to break our Muslim people, who hold an unmatched love for Islam. And it has not been able to break Shabab al-Hizb, who have sacrificed their lives and wealth to uphold the word of Allah, and by Allah's will, the regime never will. Furthermore, al-Shabab were subjected to an unprecedented level of torture, pressure, and violence during the investigation process that continued up until the trial. Do the security agencies, whose hands have been stained with the blood of countless oppressed Muslim youth since the days of the tyrant Karimov, not reflect on the reckoning of tomorrow? Do they not think that the invocations of the oppressed, which are surely answered, will affect their families, children, and loved ones? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتقي دعوة المظلوم فإنها ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. Be afraid from the curse of the oppressed, as there is no screen between his invocation and Allah. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُهُ. Allah gives respite to the oppressor, but when he takes him over, he never releases him. And Allah Almighty said, فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنَّ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Then an announcer will announce among them, the curse of Allah shall be upon the wrongdoers. Al-A'raf 44. Today, there is an opportunity for the Uzbek regime and its security apparatus to stop the injustice they are committing. But tomorrow, it will be too late. For the dawn of victory and triumph promised by Allah, the Exalted, is near by His permission, and woe to them if they do not save themselves from the disgrace of this world and the torment of the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah is predominant over His affair, but most of the people do not know. Yusuf 21. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Uzbekistan.